Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Samina Spin. I'm your host, Samina Mughal. Today's podcast, I've chosen to call Sensitive Souls. I was thinking about sensitivity and what that means and how people look at that. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. If you'd like to call in and put your spin on this topic, the number to call is 323-642-1775. Once again, that number is 323-642-1775. When I thought about doing this, I actually did a blog on it already that I will share with you in just a minute. Thought about how people look at sensitive people and people who are sensitive, how they navigate the world. And it just got me to thinking that I know so many sensitive people. I myself am very sensitive. I've always been that way. I've always been wired that way. I concern myself with other people and their plights. In the past, I've gotten my feelings hurt really easily. I'm basically a bleeding heart. When I was thinking about writing the blog, I actually came upon a quote that I'm going to share with you because it totally rings true for me. Am I too much for the world, or is the world too much for me? That's Kelly J. Bailey, Too Much World. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. I think a lot of sensitive people have asked themselves that question. And many times, when you're sensitive, you're told that somehow you're too much, that you're somehow too sensitive. Oh, well, you know I care about you, or you know I'm just kidding, you're being too sensitive. Or my personal favorite is you're a drama queen. Or don't be so dramatic, or don't be so sensitive. I find it nonsensical to tell someone who's sensitive not to be sensitive because it's not something that you choose. There's not a switch where you turn it off and you turn it on. It's there. It's a part of you. You're born with it. So I just find that really nonsensical. Particular podcast, it's something a little different, and if you like it, please tell me. If you don't, please tell me that as well. So I say I went into this topic pretty in-depth in my blog. So I'm actually going to read the blog that I wrote about this and go into this a little deeper from there. So I introduced the blog with the quote that I just gave you, am I too much for the world, or is the world too much for me? And then I went into, I think we've all asked ourselves that question, especially when we've been told not to be so sensitive. I've often thought how little sense it makes to say that to someone. When someone's feelings are already hurt, are they automatically going to stop being sensitive? Many times we're made to feel like sensitivity is a bad thing. I happen to think that sensitivity is a wonderful thing that you can use to your advantage. And just as an aside, this blog was called Using Sensitivity to Your Advantage. When you're sensitive, you're paying attention to details that matter. How someone feels matters. When you pick up on another's feelings, you can at least understand them better. At best, you can help them. You could do the same with yourself. Being in tune with your emotions can help you navigate any situation. But with anything else in life, there just has to be balance. You don't let something bother you to the point where you're on the floor. At the same time, you can be sensitive too and have empathy for the feelings of others. You could be sensitive to your own feelings too. I like to put sensitivity into two categories. Now, this is just an aside. One is useless sensitivity, like what I just alluded to, where it makes you bent and bowed over. The other category is useful sensitivity, and that's what I talked about next in the blog. Once I had a student who looked sad and put on a lot of weight in a short amount of time. I asked her a simple question about her grades, and she burst into tears. I took her aside and made sure I talked to her one-on-one. The next time I saw her family, I told them what I observed of her. They were taken aback. I know they got involved because I noticed a change in her. She seemed happier. I saw her smiling again. Her grades got better. I'm glad I paid attention. For myself, I paid attention to what I was feeling. It was more important to keep getting things done than to pay attention to how I felt. That didn't serve me because it just became a vicious cycle, and I would end up being in the uncomfortable place I started. Now I've realized I have to allow myself to feel what I feel without judgment so I can move forward. Non-judgment leading to elevation. Non-judgment is key. Too often we judge ourselves about how we feel. Others judge us. That breeds negativity that doesn't serve us. Our positive emotions can serve us well, especially our joy. Think about all the great achievements that have come from times where you just felt good. Has anything good come from when you've judged and come to an unfavorable conclusion? Being aware and allowing whatever comes to come makes the journey easier for yourself and others. Being sensitive to others makes interactions go smoothly. Being sensitive to yourself can help you get through whatever you have going on or keep yourself in a great place. Elevate them and maybe yourself in the process. Using your emotions for elevation is the best advantage to sensitivity that I can think of. So that was the end of the blog, but I'm going to springboard from there. What does that really look like, using your emotions for elevation? For me, it's being in tune with your emotions to a point where you feel them, you recognize what's triggering them or where they're coming from, and you deal with it, either by releasing it or addressing a person, addressing a situation, and then letting it go. And when you do that, you become a better person. Focus less on bullshit and more on what really matters, on what makes you happy, what satisfies you, what fulfills you. And when you're sensitive to how you're feeling, you can do all of those things. When you allow yourself to feel what you feel, even if you think it's negative in some way, can get to a better place. That's played out in my life where I've been sensitive to what I was feeling and I've communicated it and it was squashed. Whatever situation was, it was, well, squashed indicates that some of those situations get resolved. That maybe there was closure involved. I'm not saying in every situation there was closure, but I released whatever I needed to release. I'm going to give you an example of that. And I'm pausing a little bit because when other people are involved, I'm a little bit careful because I know that I have no problem sharing. So I was in a situation with a friend, and I basically was not really communicating how I was feeling. And it actually has happened more than once with more than one friend. But I remember distinctly that friend saying to me, "You should have told me. You should have told me what was going on." And that was the problem. So many times I just talk myself out of what I'm feeling, or worse, I justify what's going on in some way. Because in the name of trying to understand someone else's perspective, where they're coming from, I don't fully understand my own perspective. And that's key. And that's where your sensitivity advantageous. Did I just say advantageous? Advantageous. Now I keep tripping over that word. That's where your sensitivity is advantageous and to your benefit, that you can be perceptive to and give value to your own perspective. And here's where the drawback comes in with being sensitive. A lot of times you're so sensitive to someone else's emotions that you negate yours in the process. Now, that doesn't work for anybody, especially for you. And even though it might feel in the moment that you avoided a confrontation or conflict, and sensitive people are really good for avoiding conflict. That's part of the reason why we don't say anything. We might feel something, but we won't open our mouths because we don't want the confrontation. We're too sensitive to deal with the confrontation. That's not where we live. We just want everybody to be happy. And what we don't realize is that sometimes the confrontation can lead to something more lasting that will eventually lead to you being happy. So that's something to keep in mind. Another thing that I thought about with regards to sensitive souls, like just a little deeper. A lot of times, like I said, we are more sensitive to the needs of others than we are to our own needs. Like we are bleeding hearts, some of us. I know I'm a bleeding heart. I'll go out of my way for another person, even if I'm pretty sure they wouldn't reciprocate. I remember when I was in college, I was at a party, and I actually remember the girl's name, but I won't share it. But this young lady was at this party, and I don't know how she lost her ride or what happened, but I think I went around the party with her trying to help her find a ride. And then the person I was with at the time, he just said, "Nobody but you would have gone to those lengths." And that part I'm okay with, because I didn't lose anything. Now, when there's a loss to you, that's when you have to rethink it. You have to rethink your sensitivity to the feelings of others a bit. Balance between being sensitive to others and being sensitive to your own needs, then you can fly. When you have that balance, that's when you can use your sensitivity for elevation, whether it's your elevation or someone else's. And that's what it's all about anyway. I mean, I believe life is about being happy, but it's also about elevating. It's about learning. It's about growing. And sensitive people can use that sensitivity to grow. And when you're growing, that's what makes this journey a lot more easy to navigate. If you've liked what you heard in this podcast and would like to hear more, I have two books available on Amazon, Scheherazade's Daughters and the Siddiqui Brothers in Cairo. If you like the blog I just read to you and are interested in what I have to say on other topics, you can go to my Behind and Beyond the Veil blog at www.saminatmogul.com. Thank you for tuning in. Good night and love and light.